Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You certainly know, if you've been listening over a period of time or if you've been living in Connecticut for quite a while, what was once one of the wealthiest states in the country, one of the most fiscally responsible states in the country, a leader in the country, actually, is now falling onto hard times, so to speak. In the recovery, which occurred after the crash of 2008, growth has been slow. I mean, slow. Really slow. So how do you get this state back on its feet to its position of prominence, which it once thoroughly enjoyed? Bob Petroselli is with us, co-chair of the Commission of Fiscal Response Stability, and Economic Growth. And a group of business leaders and others got together to say, okay, what do we do? How do we find our way out of this? And the report is out. Keith Faniff did a good job outlining it for you at ctmirror.org, but we thought we'd get him on for a moment this morning. Mr. Petroselli, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
All right. So you, Jim Smith, and others got together, said, okay, let's take a look at this. And one of the quotes you have in Keith's story is that this is not going to make this is not all the 100 or nothing for everybody. And basically what you said is you've got to take the complete plan. It's not a Chinese menu where you pick one from column A, one from column B. This has to be put in place.
That's right. There's a tendency always to cherry pick from the left to the right. What do you like? And throw away the things that don't appeal to the other people. We've got a plan that we think is balanced, and we've got to have it approached by the General Assembly as a package.
Because there's an election year, this is an election year, does that make it more difficult because each of the parties has their own constituencies? Is it hard to really put this into place then?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not a career politician, but if I were running for office, I'd want to run on a positive record. And this is a plan that both Republicans and Democrats can embrace, and it is a positive plan that will get Connecticut growing again. So maybe it helps.
Let's go to each side of this. Let's talk about who's going to be happy, who might not be happy. Let's say, for example, the income tax. You guys had some recommendations on that.
Well, this proposal is built around a major revamp of the state's tax system, and that, of course, involves the income tax, which is the biggest piece of it. Close to $10 billion a year in revenues. We're proposing to cut the rates from the top all the way to the bottom, actually more progressive than our current system is. That is, lower income people get a bigger rate cut. We think that's important because the income tax is the principal driver of both business decisions and people's locational decisions. And if we can make a significant cut, I'm talking 16% to 40% in the rates, it should change people's attitude about staying in Connecticut and building.
And a lot of people I do talk to from Florida, guess where? Florida or North Carolina and or, you know, whatever. But the fact of the matter is that's one of the reasons they leave. And so, you know, for example, state workers get a nice little pension. You do. And so you go down to Florida to avoid the income tax. I mean, the fact of the matter is it is a problem. It does. It's expensive to live here, Bob. I guess that's the bottom line.
It is expensive to live here, but you know that's not destiny. We look at the interstate comparisons, and we did that very deeply in our report, which I hope people will read. And Massachusetts has a higher cost of living; it has the highest cost of living, some measures in the country.
Yeah.
And yet it's measured as the most attractive state. So we can deal with that if we have the right set of taxes and growth promoters.
I hate to go on the once again the tax side, but yeah. Okay, corporate taxes. Where are you on that? What do you recommend?
We recommend a small increase in the business tax, and people will say, "Well, that sounds crazy. You're trying to bring businesses to Connecticut. Yeah. What are you thinking?" Yeah. But the truth of the matter is, Connecticut is quite low in terms of the tax levels that businesses pay. we're actually the lowest in the country in terms of the business share of the state and local tax. That's all in, property taxes, sales tax, income tax.
Right. And, one of the other things, since I got here in 92, when I was in college, I wasn't paying attention, so there's that. But nevertheless, the property tax, I hear about it every year from 92 on. What are you thinking about the property tax? You kind of mentioned that in passing with businesses.
We did, and that's an embedded issue that we didn't have in our 76 days of commission's life,
wow.
Time to deal with thoroughly, but for the municipalities, the property tax is their only source of income. And so we came up with some other sources. For example, allow cities and towns to go to referendum of their voters. If they want to have a capital project to fund, they could raise a sales tax or a property tax, let the voters vote on it. And we also allow the councils of government, the closest thing we have to regional governments, to have 0.5 cents of sales tax in order to undertake regional projects. But the property tax remains as the bedrock of cities and towns.
Would voters have then a choice? I was talking to somebody about this last week. Would voters then have a choice? Here's the fear. They're saying, okay, we pool things into maybe a county government. I don't know if that's going to happen, but a regional government. And so there's kind of this tax pool that's put together, collected from all of them, and then distributed. And the question is, some people say, well, okay, you live in Simsbury, as you do, that in fact, you know, all that money is going to be going into Hartford, and so what's in it for us?
Yeah. Well, we're not endorsing county government or regional government.
Okay.
We're saying that's too high a hill to climb. But there are things that the towns can do collectively by way of regional services and economic development projects. So if they had a way to raise money collectively, so in Greater Hartford, I think we've got 35 towns in a regional organization, they'd all get a piece of that 0.5 cents of the sales tax. They'd all have to vote on it, and it would be for shared services.
All right. There's way more to this than you might think, and I'm sure they're mulling it over. I think Speaker Abramowitz said, or Simowitz said, okay, we'll take a look at it. I'm going to have to let you go. Please read ctmirror.org. Keith's got it up. You can read it, and I'm sure we'll speak again. Bob Patricelli, thank you much for your time.
Thank you, Ray.
Keep it up.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.